Jason Stahl from Montana and Paul Hofer from Alberta were both raised in the religious community of Hutterites, a branch of the Anabaptist movement originally from Austria and South Germany. In the 16th and 17th centuries, its members found refuge from persecution in Moravia, where they became known as Habani. They soon gained respect as skillful craftsmen, great builders, and above all, excellent winemakers. Jason and Paul decided to walk along their ancestors' migration path, starting in Switzerland and heading to Eastern Europe. They set out on their journey last July from Zurich and travelled on foot through Liechtenstein and Austria before arriving in Moravia in May of this year. Over the following weeks, they walked from village to village looking to discover sites, people, stories and artefacts related to the Hutterites' 500-year history, as Jason told Czech Radio.
Growing up, we had heard these stories of the Hutterites and where they came from. And Moravia, this part of Czech Republic, is where their golden period happened. And this means they flourished here. They were tolerated. They were able to practice their religion, their crafts, arts. And you know how it is, like hearing stories. Actually, visiting a place makes it real. That's part of my motivation.
To navigate their way around Moravia, the two pilgrims relied on apps on their mobile phones. But as Jason Stahl explained, they also drew information from a book written by Czech historian Jiří Bajer called Studies on the New Christians.
This is a book which I would say is the life work of Jiří Bajer. And he spent time looking for these places and not only listing the chronicle, but what is like the places where they're at. We didn't go to every single place, but tried hitting all of the important ones. But without this book, like, it would be nearly impossible.
In a map, they marked the places they had already seen and the places they still planned to visit, as Paul explained.
There's like 30 to 40 different locations, and everywhere where we put a star, I'd say it's 15 places we found some remnant of a cellar. That's the most common one, a cellar. Sometimes we find a mill or a well, studna.
Jason and Paul say there were multiple reasons why they decided to embark on the pilgrimage. According to Paul, one of them was to educate the general public about the history of the Hutterite community.
A big part of our motivation for this was not just for ourselves, but to kind of educate Hutterites of their own history, because most Hutterites don't really know where they're from. They know they're somewhere from Europe, possibly from Germany, because we speak a German dialect, and that's about it. At the same time, also to kind of bring awareness back here in Europe as well, because as well here in Moravia, most people don't really remember the history that happened here.
With the help of Paul's broken Czech and thanks to the friendliness of most of the local people they encountered on their way, the two pilgrims always managed to find their way around.
Generally, when we come into a town and we pull out this book and we show people some maps, people are interested, and you know, usually we end up with a small crowd around us because somebody calls their neighbor and they call their son who can speak English, and then there's like 10 people around us trying to figure out what's going on. So it can be pretty exciting.
One of the many villages Paul and Jason visited during their 700-kilometer journey through Moravia was Tvrdonice in the Břeclav region.
Jsme Poutice, z Kanady.
Ano.
Jsme Habani.
Ano.
Máme tohle knihu.
Ano.
They even managed to take a peek inside two wine cellars that were built centuries ago by their distant Hutterite ancestors.
Just being here in the space and touching the bricks that the ancestors like made, this is enough. Like, this is a gift already.
Both Paul and Jason agree that traveling on foot and getting to meet local people has been a one-of-a-kind experience, completely different from visiting a foreign country as an ordinary tourist.
Walking it as a pilgrim is much different, I think, than being a tourist. You know, as a tourist, you're here for a few days or a few weeks, but this is a slow pace. You get to, like, actually stop and see the flowers along the way and smell them and, like, talk to people. We've had such encounters that you never get as a tourist.